Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. It feels like there's a new story every day about microplastics in our blood, in our organs, even in our brains. But what does all this mean? Are microplastics bad for us? How bad? And how do we know? Here to tell us more are reporters Will Malloy and Nat Hardy from our Possibly team.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
To start, can you just remind me what microplastics are?
Yeah, there are a couple of different definitions, but here's a simple one. Any plastic particles smaller than 5 millimeters.
And that is?
Yeah, 5 millimeters is pretty big, about the size of a grain of rice. But these microplastics can also be tiny, so small that you just can't see them.
And where do they come from?
All sorts of places. A lot of cosmetic products contain microplastics. Synthetic fabrics like fleece shed microplastics when you wash and wear them. Car tires shed microplastics on the road. The list just goes on.
And as you said, Megan, they're everywhere.
Over the past about 5 to 8 years or so, there have been a lot of studies in humans, and we found them wherever we've looked.
That's Dr. Suzanne Brander. She's a professor at Oregon State University who studies how microplastics affect aquatic ecosystems.
Suzanne says even though we know microplastics are in us, we don't necessarily know what it means for our health yet.
So a lot of what we know about humans is that they exist in our bodies. We just don't have a full picture of what they might be doing.
Why don't we know that?
At the end of the day, scientists haven't been looking at what microplastics do inside the body for very long at all.
Research on small plastics started in the 70s and 80s. But at first, scientists were just focused on studying them in the ocean.
Scientists didn't start looking for evidence that microplastics are in people's bodies until about a decade ago.
In these early stages, research has been really focused on just establishing that microplastics are there at all. We're only starting to study what they do to us.
So does that mean we have no idea what they're doing?
Not necessarily.
We have a lot of data from other animals, rodents, fish.
We call these model species. If we can understand how microplastics affect them, we might get some insight into how they might affect us.
Scientists use model species all the time.
To understand the impacts of any kind of chemical on the human system, we often use model species to better understand how that chemical is going to behave if we're exposed to it.
What are these studies in model species telling us?
A review of studies done in rodents found a lot of health impacts associated with microplastics.
Things like changes to their reproductive, digestive, and neurological systems.
So those could be important things to pay attention to in humans.
I get that we don't know a lot yet, but when are we going to know if there's something to worry about?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And it has a lot to do with how science works fundamentally.
It's not as if one paper is going to change the field. It's that different scientists who are doing similar work, that work begins to produce similar results.
As more and more people look into this, we will hopefully start to see patterns and consensus will arise as many scientists work really hard to find answers.
There's still so much that we don't know, but Suzanne says,
I do think that we know enough to act.
Reducing our exposure to microplastics probably won't hurt us in any way, even though we don't yet know if or how much it will help.
But what do I do to reduce my exposure to microplastics?
That's a bigger question for another episode of our show, but the short answer is cutting back on plastics in any way that you can will help.
Things that come in contact with your food are a good place to start.
Got it. Thanks, Will and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.